Proclamation number 8297 of 12th of October, 1962. God's justice. That my righteousness cannot be circumvented is irrefutable, otherwise I could not be called perfect. Yet this justice was satisfied by the man Jesus, who offered me the most difficult sacrifice a human being has ever made and will ever make on earth, for he was completely sinless and took upon himself the sins of the whole of humanity in order to atone for them. Thus he was not struck by the effects of his own sins, but he voluntarily took upon himself the concentrated burden of humanity's sins. He suffered unspeakably and died the most agonizing death on the cross for love of humanity. You, who believe that people must and can atone for their guilt themselves, must bear this in mind, for no human being is capable of doing so, because every sin is an offense against love, against me myself, even if it is committed against the next person. You humans can certainly also contribute your share by being offered the opportunity on earth to make amends for the wrong you have committed, and for this purpose you yourselves are plagued by evils of all kinds which are the consequences of your sinful way of life or actions and which therefore come upon you so that you yourselves will recognize the way you have transgressed against me or against your neighbor. For you should come to realize your guilt in order to carry it to Jesus Christ under the cross, who will only be able to remit your sins if you ask him for it yourselves. And you should regard all disagreements, all strokes of fate which affect you, more as means of education, as means through which you should come to self-knowledge in order to voluntarily turn away from evil and, if possible, make amends. I.e., already make atonement on earth in order not to have to stay in extreme torment in the beyond until self-knowledge comes to you there. You will never be able to attain beatitude without Jesus Christ, precisely because only he can redeem your guilt, be it the original guilt of your past apostasy from God or the sins committed in earthly life. For you must also appeal to Jesus Christ for forgiveness for these, for you cannot redeem the guilt yourselves, no matter how much suffering you have to endure on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond. You must find your way to Jesus Christ, you must take the path to him so that the gates into the kingdom of light will be opened to you. The fact that time and again the effects of guilt will rebound on you humans is divine law, but it will not redeem you from this guilt, no matter how much you have to suffer. Instead, the latter will only ever have an educational value, so that one day you will take the path to the cross, to Jesus, who alone atoned for all guilt through his act of salvation. You should always bear in mind that every person creates the state he finds himself in, that his wretchedness, his difficult situation in life, was caused by the soul's own free will. The fact that it is in extreme remoteness from God due to its guilt of sin, for which it is responsible itself, must also result in an unhappy state which, however, it can change itself, which again has to be done by its free will. Now in the last days many souls are embodied as human beings whose degree of maturity is very low, but the time has expired which was set forth their release from the form, and now also this immaturity of the souls often comes to light through God opposing actions. And thus people's sinfulness is also unusually great, which also requires difficult living conditions and purification opportunities of various kinds which are inexplicable to the spiritually unawakened human being and make them doubt my love and justice or lead them to the erroneous assumption that immature souls have been transferred back to earth. Yet these are incarnations of souls which have passed through the earthly creation and have not attained a high degree of maturity, but which nevertheless can free themselves from every form in earthly life because they need only take refuge in Jesus, who will help them in every weakness, who can strengthen their will if it only turns to Him. Yet those souls will also be left free in their will and thinking, but the best means of education will be used by me in order to still win them before the end. The fact that they will now also be unusually harassed by the Prince of Darkness and his followers cannot be denied, yet I will also obviously stand in their way, but it has to be left up to them which Lord they choose. And their state will also be accordingly when the end has come. They will attain life or fall prey to death again for a long time. Amen.